What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthier life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Made him fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Don't miss out on Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. The Cats open up this season this Friday night at Welsh Ryan Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with pro basketball, the Bulls got a much-needed win last night. They beat the Hawks 113-93 in Atlanta. Six players in double figures for the Bulls, led by 27, a career high for Thomas Satoransky. Bulls now 3-6. They're off until Saturday. Over to the NFL. Bears nose tackle Eddie Goldman did not practice yesterday. He'll be a question mark Sunday when the Bears host the Lions. Also yesterday, Mitchell Trubisky spoke out on some of the negative coverage being levied upon his team. Tonight, Thursday Night Football features Oakland hosting the LA Chargers in an AFC West matchup. And finally, in hockey, the Blackhawks back at home tonight. They sure could use a win as well. They've got the Vancouver Canucks at the United Center this evening. Scoreboard update brought to you by Newmail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Your home for Bears Mondays. This is 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. More horses, more races, and more action.
You got Matt Miller on all the time.
Matt Miller.
Here I come. You ready?
Lead NFL and NFL draft analyst at Bleacher Report.
In the NFL, you need guys who have upside and potential, and you have to have something that kind of makes you special.
The Stick to Football Podcast.
We ain't got to talk about too much. We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it.
Going through college and NFL film.
You need to be just an MF-er out there where you're going to put this guy on the ground every play.
Matt Miller with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Matt Miller is on the Albemonte Ford Hotline, Albemonte Ford in Melrose Park. He of Bleacher Report, the Stick to Football podcast on Twitter, at NFL Draft Scout. So, first and foremost, Matt Miller, the rankings are out. The rankings that matter as we look at who is in line for the playoffs. What was your first thought on the unveiling?
I was really surprised, guys. I was surprised at how high Penn State was. You kind of expected some order of Ohio State, Alabama, LSU. Honestly, I thought the politics would come into play and it would be LSU 1, Alabama 2, or vice versa, just so that we could have, basically so that everyone could say on Saturday that it's number 1 versus number 2. But for Penn State to come in at 4, I was pleasantly surprised. I really thought that Clemson or a one-loss Oklahoma would get that nudge, but an undefeated Big Ten team you got to put them up there. So it makes for fun. Next weekend we get, unless Minnesota takes Penn State down next weekend, we get undefeated Ohio State at undefeated Penn State. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Two really, really good weekends of college football in a row.
So if, well, I guess let's put it this way. In a vacuum, would Alabama and LSU move down the same amount of spots regardless of who loses the LSU-Alabama game?
Oh, that's a good question. I would think so. Like, I don't feel like you're going to go very far. You know, if you lose to the number two team or the number three team in the country, you shouldn't drop a lot. And I think with this, you know, the committee, we're still trying to figure out, like, what they actually value and, like, how that will work. But logically, we can say if Alabama beats LSU, how far should LSU drop? I mean, I would think they would probably go to five and Clemson just pushes up would be the way it would look to me. But again, this is, you're asking like 12 people in a room to make decisions and rank teams. And not that the computer was better, but I still feel like there are times where it doesn't always make a lot of sense what they do.
What is your scout's eye envisioning for LSU, Alabama, individual matchups or what you're looking for next level meaning?
My God, guys, this is one of those games I'm going to have to watch 30 times. Honestly, I counted the other day. I have 26 draft-eligible players ranked in this game. That's just for 2020.
Is that a record? Is that a record for one game?
That's a record. I thought last year, like Clemson, Alabama last year, was like, and it had a lot, but so many of Clemson's players last year weren't draft-eligible, and really a lot of Alabama's weren't draft-eligible. So 26 players, think of that. There are 256 picks in the NFL draft. 10% of the NFL draft could be playing on the same field Saturday. I've never seen anything like it. So just the sheer amount of talent is ridiculous. And then when you add in, like you said, the individual matchups, you know, you can start with Jerry Jeudy at wide receiver against Christian Fulton and Derek Stingley Jr. Derek Stingley Jr. is only a true freshman, but he's the best corner in the country. It's absolutely insane. And so with that, then you have, okay, well, where's Grant Delpit going to play? Is he going to play over the top on Henry Ruggs? Is he going to play over the top on Jerry Jeudy? Because Alabama has four receivers who look like they could each be, I mean, Jeudy and Ruggs are going to go top 10 or 15. And then Waddle and Smith are really good prospects in their own right. So that matchup. And then you flip it. And for LSU, you have Jefferson and Jamar Chase. How are they going to match up against, you know, those Alabama corners who are really good? And Xavier McKinney, who's the best free safety in the draft floating over the top. So it's just matchup on top of matchup. Every matchup, whether it's Caleb Von Chase on rushing off the edge against Alex Leatherwood, like this is the kind of stuff you dream about as an evaluator because you want those marquee matchups. You know, you want best on best in a game situation. You're actually going to get that across the board. This isn't one of those games where it's like, okay, we have a really good receiver against a really good corner. You have a really good everything against a really good everything. So it's gonna be a great test, you know, for a guy like Joe Burrow, who I'm super high on. Folks are saying, oh, he hasn't played anyone. Well, you won't be able to say that after this.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is somebody.
You're playing the best defense in the country that is littered with first-rounders. So a lot of the excuses, you know, for Obama hasn't played anyone or LSU hasn't played anyone, which, by the way, they beat a really good Florida team. All those excuses are going to go away after Saturday.
Because of the talent involved, what draft-eligible player has the most to gain in this game? And if the answer is Joe Burrow, give me two.
It's definitely Joe Burrow, without a doubt. Just because I feel like, and I actually like sent a memo, like a Jerry Maguire type memo to Bleacher Report writers this week. It's like, stop saying that Joe Burrow is a one-year wonder. That just, it tells everyone that you didn't watch football last year, and it makes you sound stupid. So stop saying it. Like, don't say that stuff to me. But I think this could be his coming out party. And something I told you guys before with quarterbacks, we all want to think that we evaluate, you know, black and white, and we're very analytical, but we're also human beings, and we're prone to excitement, and we're prone to falling for a guy. And I think with Burrow, he can have that game. If he plays against Alabama like he did against Florida, we have to have a conversation about, number one, should he win the Heisman Trophy? And number two, should he be the number one quarterback in this class with two of his injuries? So I think Burrow has a huge chance to shoot up boards. I think secondarily, Christian Fulton, the corner for LSU, who's an upperclassman, he's going to be in this draft. I like him better than I liked Greedy Williams last year, a player that I really liked Greedy. But I think some of the questions with Fulton is, you have a physical guy. He's 6'1", he's 195, 200 pounds. Can he run with the speed of Alabama? Because Henry Ruggs is certified freak fast. I mean, I said it the other day on a podcast, and someone thought I was crazy. He's Tyreek Hill without the off-field issues. He's that Ooh. Fast. I mean, he's Olympic fast. So can Christian Fulton keep up with that? Can he keep up with the agility of Jerry Jeudy, who looks like Odell Beckham out there running routes? So that's the big question. Fulton has a chance to really make a name for himself in a cornerback class that has Jeff Okuda, who's really good. And then there's this tier of guys like C.J. Henderson, Paulson Adebo, Christian Fulton. He has a chance to move to the top of that second tier and maybe higher with a really good game against the best wide receiver core I've ever seen.
We've talked a lot about Mitchell Trubisky, about what was wrong about the scouting of him, about what so many believed he could be, and now he's just not. And we've sorted through some of the wreckage of this season. What lesson might there be to be learned about the next guy who is a collection of traits, who is somebody who has not a ton of experience at the collegiate level? How can we make sure a Trubisky-like scouting mistake isn't made again?
Well, that's it, Dan. It's going back to, okay, one-year starters, I'm skeptical of. You know, it's just, and Trubisky's not the only guy that you can blame that on, but I'm incredibly skeptical of that. And I think it's always like easy to look back and be like, oh, dang, we were really, really wrong about this guy. But you also have to like go back and live in the moment a little bit of like, what was scouting like in 2017? You know, what were we looking for at the position? And Trubisky, from those traits, checked every box, but just the lack of game tape. And it goes both ways. Not only is Mitch inexperienced, but defensive coordinators didn't get a great look at him. This isn't the NFL where you play, you know, your division twice a year and you got a chance to rebound. I think one thing that I've talked to a lot of my scouting friends about, trying to own up, you know, trying to self-scout, where did I mess up, is to say that. I'm like, okay, playing in the ACC, like you're not really playing anyone that good, especially back in the 2016 season. And so it's like you got a one-year guy who really didn't play any good defenses, and he didn't really play any defensive coordinators who were able to prepare for him. And if you look at college football, a quarterback's second year is almost always their worst one. You know, think about Deshaun Watson. That second year starting at Clemson, they won a national championship. They're really good, but he threw a ton of picks that year. Trevor Lawrence this year.
Why is that?
A lot more.
My guess would be not only is there tape, but a coach feels that they can probably add more and ask more. And maybe that's where you learn limitations when you say, okay, now let's see what you can do and then maybe pull it back.
Absolutely. I think we're seeing that with Trevor Lawrence, where they've tried to pull it back a little bit. They're like, okay, just get back to doing what you do well. You know, just be a playmaker. Run the ball if you have to. You know, throw it up to these amazing receivers that we've gifted you with. So I think, like, that's the key is, and I'm not saying there's never going to be a one-year starter again where we're like, oh, my God, look at this guy. But it's definitely something you have to have major concerns about, especially when if it's a one-year starter in the ACC as opposed to a one-year starter in the SEC. You know, in the SEC, you're going to see five or six really good defenses for them, you know, most likely, and especially if you get into a playoff situation. So I think, like, for me personally, there are a lot of lessons to learn about from the 2017 draft. You know, you have guys like Pat Mahomes, who was all traits and, you know, was not ready to play in the NFL. He got to sit a year. And I'm not saying that if Trubisky got to sit a year, things would be different, because I personally don't really believe they would be, because we're just seeing some limitations there. But it just goes to show that the quarterback position, more than anything, environment matters and situation matters. If you can have talent, and if you end up in a wrong situation, it's not going to matter.
Cam Newton being put on IR had a lot of people in town talking about the perspective of him leaving the Panthers after the year and perhaps migrating to a different team. If you had to rank, not necessarily for the Bears, but just kind of over across the NFL, who's going to be the top three sought-after quarterback options? And I don't mean just guys who will be free agents. I mean guys who could reasonably be plucked from their roster.
Yeah, I think Cam is obviously way up there. And, you know, I think the key there is, what does the foot look like? You know, is he going to be able to go? You know, so I think that would be the number one. I think Andy Dalton's a really good option. And I feel like he's got, like, a bad rap. The fact that Andy Dalton took the Bengals to the playoffs 3 years in a row might go down as like one of the greatest accomplishments ever. You know, like, that team and that organization is so dysfunctional, and they're so, you know, they have a small scouting staff in the NFL. They're just cheap and they're not well run, and they never really, you know, put a lot of talent around this guy. So I would be interested to see what what Andy Dalton would look like with a good defense or with just like some competent people around him. I don't think he's a Super Bowl winner by any stretch of the imagination, but put him on a good team and can he elevate the guys around him? You know, he was playing pretty well this year when they decided to bench him for Ryan Finley. So I think he's up there as well. And then Teddy Bridgewater is the other one. And I don't know if Teddy's going to leave New Orleans. And I've said before on this very program, I don't know that he's the best fit for Chicago just because I think he would prefer to be either inside or in a warmer climate. So he might be a guy that goes to Tennessee, you know, and then Marcus Mariota's backing up someone next year somewhere else. But I think those are the top three names. And again, that's, you know, hinging on Kyle Allen playing really well over the next 8 weeks so that the Panthers feel like they can move on from Cam Newton and his, you know, massive contract. And the same goes for Cincinnati, where they're going to draft a quarterback if Ryan Finley plays poorly, but Andy Dalton's actually under contract until the end of the 2020 season. So that could be an interesting situation where you have the cheapest franchise in the NFL. Would they be willing to, you know, let go of a guy where they might have to eat a little bit of money to do it?
Who do you like in Bears-Lions?
Oh, God. I think the Lions. I don't know. Thursday's my day to pick games, and, like, that's what I do in the afternoon. Both teams are so inconsistent that it's heartbreaking, right, because you see flashes. I feel like the Bears defense, we haven't talked a lot about that, the three of us. I'm sure you guys have. Like, the defense also is not playing well. It's not just the offensive line. It's not just Mitch. I wonder if Detroit, you know, can run the ball well enough to just dominate this game in the trenches a little bit. And I think we'll see Detroit's defensive line have a pretty good day. Everyone does against Chicago lately. So I think I'll pick Detroit, but I got a couple hours yet still to make that decision.
Where's Matthew Stafford on the list of bad raps? If we're talking about Andy Dalton, I feel like Matthew Stafford is somewhere on that list, and I'm not exactly sure.
He might be the top.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand the lack of appreciation for him. I think just because they don't win a lot of games, but my goodness, what more could a guy do? And I know he had like some bad throws and he had some bad moments. I actually love Stafford. We were talking about this on my radio show a couple days ago. It's like, gosh, I love the way he plays. If I could put him on another team, like if I could put him with the Chargers when Phillip Rivers retires, like it'd be such a great fit because, you know, he has a fantastic arm and he's accurate. You know, he's been very, very productive. And, you know, when it was just him and Calvin Johnson, it was truly just him and Calvin Johnson. And now, you know, look how good Kenny Galladay looks. I think Stafford deserves a lot more credit than he gets. I would guess that Bears fans have a new appreciation for Stafford this season where you're like, dang, I would really much rather have that guy than what we have right now at quarterback.
Matt, great stuff, man.
Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you next week.
The Weekly Hit from Matt Miller, not to be missed. The segment brought to you by Valparaiso University. We all want to be part of something bigger. And at Valparaiso University, you can be part of something bigger without losing yourself in the crowd. And you'll discover that making the world a better place isn't wishful thinking. Visit valpo.edu to request information, to apply, or to schedule a visit. The Cubs are making essentially sweeping changes.
Wholesale.
Moving around people you've probably never heard of. But it's fascinating when we zoom out and look at this group of moves as its own entity, as its own thing, and try to figure out what's happening.
Got a lot of opinions about these people I've only just heard about.
Perfect. That works.
Bernstein and McKnight on the score.
Sunday, after the Bears-Lions game and following the Bears postgame show around 5:15, don't miss the Bears post-postgame show with Olin Cruz and Anthony Herron. The most in-depth game breakdown with two ex-NFLers.
Does Mitch need to play better? Damn right. Damn right he does. I mean, you can't even hide from that anymore. You're not playing good quarterback when you don't take a shot there.
There's still a lot that was left to be desired in the red zone, specifically where you need to make those plays. You need to be able to come up with touchdowns and not field goals.
The Bears post-postgame show with Olin Cruz and Anthony Herron. Only on Sports Radio 670. The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. The 4-5 Chargers make their last ever visit to Oakland tonight to face the 4-4 Raiders in a huge AFC West showdown. Los Angeles' defense rose up on Sunday against Green Bay, and boy did they, as Joey the Other Bosa and Melvin Ingram combined to keep Aaron Rodgers under constant duress. On offense, it was the other Melvin, that would be Gordon, who shook off the rust from his ill-fated holdout to rush for a pair of scores. Don't think Phillip Rivers isn't happy about not having to carry the team with his arm now that Anthony Lynn has recommitted the offense to the ground game. Big big question is, can the Bolts defense stop rookie rusher Josh Jacobs and a rejuvenated Derek Carr, much like they did to Aaron Rodgers and company? The Raiders quarterback is now completing 71% of his passes and has only thrown 4 interceptions. I do like Oakland at home in a very competitive game tonight. Let's call it 27-24 Raiders. Enjoy the game, everyone. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings. Early. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dry extra. See store for details. Valid through December 5th.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthy your life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
Count on Lakeshore Recycling Systems to tackle your waste diversion and recycling needs with countless temporary services ranging from providing portable restrooms, roll-off dumpster containers, to street sweeping services. You will score a touchdown when you choose LRS. Providing exceptional customer service and valuing environmental sustainability efforts, LRS is the leading independent recycling and waste diversion provider in the Midwest. Choose the winning team and partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today. Request a quote at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Indiana. So now you can bet on money lines and spreads and parlays and props and everything else on every game from anywhere in the state. FanDuel Sportsbook, also the app, has the quick cash out app. Get your money in 24 hours. Maybe you catch a couple of bets. Maybe you hit a big one and you're like, all right, I'm good. Give me the money. 24 hours later, FanDuel Sportsbook has you. Plus, it's offering you a risk-free bet worth up to $500 when you sign up with promo code Connor. That means if you lose your first bet, FanDuel will give you a refund in site credit. There's one game I'm looking at, too, this weekend. I know they tell you it's a bad team in Cincinnati and a very good team in Baltimore, at least I think. And points are hard to come by in the NFL. But if you're making a risk-free bet and you've got yourself a chance to just put it out there, I like this one. Don't forget, you can bet on that game risk-free. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet with the promo code Connor. That's C-O-N-N-O-R. It's for your first online wager only. Refund issued as site credit. Terms apply. Must be at least 21. And for help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Credit card companies spend millions of dollars a year to keep you further in debt. All these gimmicks like 0% transfer, 10% off today's purchase are nothing more than traps to keep you further in debt. What if I told you the solution to all your problems was only 5 minutes away? Your home has gained equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. Put that new equity to work and pay off all your credit cards today with a cash-out refinance. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off.
talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings, early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The Bears, we know what they are. Right now, they're a blob team.
Oh, they're absolutely. Are you kidding?
They're an absolute NFL blob team.
They are firmly ensconced, warmly caressed by the blob. They are right there in that blob. I trust that defense to play about as well as it has for the bulk of this season. I don't trust it to get blown out by the Raiders again and again and again.
I'd trust it a lot more if I knew what the middle linebacker was doing.
That would help some. That would help. I don't know that you have the kind of solutions available to you that they obviously found last season at 3-3 to get themselves to 12-4. I mean, you're 3-2 in a blob and hoping for things, not relying on enough.
Yeah, you don't have an identity. There isn't something you can say, here's what we do.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a Radio.com sports station.
Tomorrow morning, join Mully and Haw at Dunkin'. Stop by the 1519 West Madison Street location in Chicago from 5 to 9 a.m. to see the guys broadcast live and win score prizes. Start your day with 670 The Score and Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin'.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I've made a huge mistake.
It's all right. I'll soldier through it.
Yeah, can we get a checkup? Are you fine?
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Look at you. Just powering through. That clock's ticking in the background. You're like Kiefer on 24. Yelling, screaming.
I'll have to just time out my day. I'm gonna get it all planned. I'm going to make sure every few minutes I get a status check. I'm going to have to do a little software upgrade.
Wellness check.
Of some, but it was, I do think it was worth it.
For the record, yeah, it was the quantity.
And yeah, it was a quantity. It's a lot.
Quantity.
It's good.
You enjoyed the hell out of what you
so
had.
So are you closer to Alan Nero or George Brett right now?
Alan Nero.
Yeah.
That
send out the tester. And
asked and answered on that one. But however.
Oh, God, you haven't
not
already.
Not that talent level.
Right.
However, as we.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
We're in a sealed room, Dan. Don't do that to me.
As we get closer around time for hockey practice, then I'm reserving my right to change status on the continuum between Alan Nero and George Brett.
You don't have time in the middle between going from A to B to get yourself from A to B?
That's an interesting strategy. That's a bold strategy, Scott.
See how it pays out.
Don't know. Depends on timing.
Yeah,
access,
you really don't know. You really don't know.
And you don't want not here.
Not like this.
Not here.
No, why not?
Not here.
Because not that big. You know,
I'm not that one.
I'm terrible on the road. What do you mean 10?
10's only marginally better than 9.
10 used to be a lot better.
So bad on the road. I'm that player where I just, I need.
You're 75 and sunny?
You're 75 and sunny. You, Darvish. Everything's got to be, conditions have to be ideal. I'm 100%er. That is, yes.
Gotta have the right TP. Yep. Gotta have the right heat.
Keep that in mind the next time you're wondering why someone's not on the field.
That's the great thing.
Played a road game. It's really tough.
It's like my kid does not care ever since he's been little. Like the moment that
he's ready to roll
wherever, no matter like
or it is
like,
time now.
Seriously, like an outhouse in a forest preserve. It's like, well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
You're the guy who railed against the Bears going to Miami and whether the humidity would matter, and you couldn't walk down the street to any public restroom and get things done.
I hate him. I hate public
restrooms. By the way, best one, and I'm not in the payroll of Menards, but. You see a Menards, you know it's going to be a quality road game experience.
Really?
Is that right?
Oh, pristine.
Really?
Really?
They use it to show off. They're like, oh, we got to put new tile in. Let's show off the new tile in
the
bathroom.
It's workshop spotless. And a haven? I had no idea.
No, it's beautiful.
Jay and Manley had a whole text thread dedicated to good road games.
Really? No, that wow. That's a coffee table book.
That is.
It's an expensive.
An app is what it is. Best road games in Chicago.
It should be an app. Yeah.
It was. Someone had that app out there for a little while and then just never quite caught on or something. I would invest in that app. I would be an angel investor.
One specific story. We were at the Cubs convention, and I had a road game situation, and I was about to text Manly.
Oh, that's a great hotel.
Well, but the problem is...
Great bathrooms
it's
there.
It's the auto flush, so anytime you would, like, adjust a little bit, you'd get the... making things worse.
No, I mean, I'm not on a bidet.
I just want to know when it's coming.
It's right. Give me a warning. Give me a countdown.
Yeah,
this depends on the temperature of the water because there's been
hello.
That is frigid.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Right. Or like here on our bathrooms when you go the courtesy route. I'm like, that is warm water. What is going on here?
The 630 says, Dan, it sounds like yours are akin to a space shuttle launch.
They really are.
Kind of. Everything's got to be like redundant systems.
Walks in, walks right back out. Nope.
Pausing the countdown. Everything. Yes. It's
the
so
landing
true.
Area was socked in with rain and fog. No launch tonight.
I don't know what happens. Sometimes young people are just like, don't care wherever. There's always that guy in your crew who, like at a ball game, he would actually ball game.
He's been gone for like 45
right, like
minutes.
Happened?
Wanders
train
back.
Station is the one that I'm like, that's my bar. It's got to be better than the train station.
Discretion is the better part of valor when it comes to road games. I mean, even if you're the guy who's like, don't worry about it, or gal who's like, I got it wherever, no problem, no worries. You got to know the moment you walk in there, this is too much.
Can I be completely honest with you? It is why when my wife and I have talked about travel, at some point, I would love to see India. I would love to see China. But my biggest...
I would have liked to have seen Montana.
I would love to have seen Montana. But my biggest worry about that certain country, international travel in certain countries, even if you do everything right and spend all the money, is no matter what, you could end up with a bathroom horror.
You could.
You could end up with some kind of emergency or something or exposure to a parasite.
I've always thought of the resorts where you can stay where you are entirely over the water in like the South Pacific and stuff.
Yeah.
Is the bathroom really a bathroom or do they just kind of cut a hole all the way through to the water?
I can't answer for a stilt house.
I imagine that would be a good idea.
I don't know how it works. Anyway, but that's not why you called.
No, it's not.
And if it is why you called, there's something wrong with you. Let me give you just a bunch of names here. First of all, Lester Strode is out as Cubs bullpen coach. He's been there 13 years. He's been replaced by a guy named Chris Young. Not that Chris Young.
Not the tall one.
Not the tall, handsome Padres pitcher who got in the fight with Derek Lee.
No, not that guy.
No, not that guy. But there are other names that are out. Josh Liffrack. He was director of the Cubs mental skills programs out of the organization. And the reporting here was done by Sahadev Sharma and Patrick Mooney, and they've got a lot of the names. It said the Cubs hired Liffrack away from IMG to work with a minor league system bursting with talent. So the mental skills coordinators, Bob Tewksbury and John Baker, are still around. Another mental skills coordinator, Ray Fuentes, is out. Assistant athletic trainer, Matt Johnson, 18 seasons in the organization. He left to spend more time with his family.
Okay.
Meaning... like words that usually say likely pushed out, right?
Yeah.
Massage therapist Laura Paluk and yoga instructor Christine Schwann.
As first reported by Bruce Levine, 670 The Score.
Who traveled with a major league team. They will not return. Minor league strength and conditioning coordinator Doug Jarrow reassigned. We also know that Tim Buss, the very well-regarded Tim Buss, left
very
the organization.
Well-regarded.
And this was believed to have been the other shoe dropping after the hiring of their new director of high performance, a guy named Adam Beard. So he's responsible for overseeing the integration and management of a collaborative approach to all aspects of training, conditioning, mental skills, nutrition, sports science, and beyond. Which is my favorite part of that. Director of bed, bath, and beyond.
It's a very haughty
really got
time.
A good career for himself after showing up to every B&B remote.
Now, they says the Cubs expected Beard to be a disruptor. and braced for some pushback within the organization.
Team of rivals kind of thing? Set up people who disagree with you, see what they...
Shane Wallen, a Cubs strength and conditioning coach, attended the Ross news conference last week. And they mentioned the departure of Tim Buss. And so the Cubs are continuing to interview external and internal candidates to be their next amateur scouting director. So this is all going on here. And taken in its entirety, you think, oh, who cares? But as far as the way the players actually, from the moment spring training begins, the people they see, the people they hear, the people who are part of their lives, the baseball side is one aspect, of course, but this stuff will reverberate.
Yeah, I think it will. I two things here. One is you have set about creating a new culture for your players, right? With the Joe Maddon leaving, David Ross coming in, that's kind of the biggest step one, right? You're going to reshape the 25-man roster. That's on the way. I think everybody kind of understands that. So now what you've done is make sure that when the guys who had been here before go to camp, go to spring training, they will have to establish new routines by virtue of having to establish new routines with new people. You don't get to look at Tim Buss or whomever, your yoga instructor, your strength and conditioning coach, and say, let's just do what we did last year. You are now forced to come up with something different, to add something to the routine, to listen to what they have to say as well. In most cases, things will have to change. I also think that for a front office who over and over again would tell you all season long, you know, what are your struggles on the road? I wish I could tell you. What are your struggles with runners?
Are you asking me?
No. Cubs organization.
Oh, okay.
Winning games on the road.
I thought that was a direct question.
No. Maybe that's also
the Cubs issue. They're all backed up on the road.
Could be. What are your struggles with runners in scoring position? You know what I mean? And they go, man, I don't know. I mean, this should come out in the wash. We're good enough hitters. It should matter later.
Yeah, we're not drawing a line between yoga instructor and runners in skating.
No, I'm not doing that. Right. But I am saying that when the math all tells you things around that math, the stuff that isn't actually in the algorithm, right? The actual inputs, if you're convicted that your math, that your understanding of baseball and player evaluation and making sure guys are in the right places to succeed, if that all, like, you even after a disappointing season, if you're still saying to yourself, man, we should have been better than this, you look at the other things to change. These are the other things, and they have been changed.
And they're still being changed. They are in the process of having, when someone is hired to be a disruptor, that's significant. That's somebody saying, hey, walk into the building, tell us what you don't think looks right.
Right.
And tell us who you think should be maybe in a position of power, who's not in a position of power. That's like what they said with Justin Stone and Craig Breslow, that these voices that did exist are just elevated and amplified.
And making decisions. Presumably making decisions.
And maybe that's going to be the same deal elsewhere. I say, who needs to be heard more about what we're doing correctly, what we're doing incorrectly? This segment is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Experts are predicting a brutal cold and flu season. The number one flu symptom is fever. Use a thermometer proven accurate by more than 70 clinical studies. We can't always predict the flu season, but we can always prepare for it with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. And the bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. The Cats host Purdue this Saturday at 11 a.m. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
The Midway is on the way in just a bit. And at 11 o'clock, we'll talk with Anthony Heron as well.
I will ask you this question. When is an animal not an animal? And why are we shooting wine into space?
Midway's on the way. Bernstein McKnight, 670, the score.
David Haw here from the Mullen Haw Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 3-5 Bears, it's the Lions. Can the Bears finally stop stacking losses? We're covering it all right here up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
As holidays are approaching and you're thinking, how am I going to save some extra money? I'm cutting corners everywhere. Well, wait a second. Here's something you probably haven't thought of right now and could save you a ton of money. Consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save right away with LightStream. If you think about this, it's not hard to figure out how this works, because the national average interest rate on credit card debt is at or over 20% APR. Well, LightStream right now is offering a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. And in the difference there, that significant percentage spread is where you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars. And your rate is fixed, so if rates rise, your low rate will not budge. There's no fees, and it couldn't be easier. You can apply right from your phone. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply, and that can be today. And every day you wait is another day you're paying a higher level of interest, which you don't have to do, so stop doing it. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. It's exactly what they deliver. And right now, there's more. For a limited time, you can get a special interest rate discount. And the only way to get the discount is by going to lightstream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more info.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all. And have
for more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthy your life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe we'll fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you. The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Pick up a Dyson V8 Animal Cordless Vacuum at a special buy just $299. Was $399. Cord-free, hassle-free, powerful suction to pick up pet hair across all floor types. You can pick one up for $100 off. Black Friday savings, early. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Waspaz Last. See store for details. Valid through November 16th.
The Radio.com app. You can always listen to this station anytime, anywhere. But there's so much more. Like exclusive music channels to get more of what you're listening for. Like Smokin' Oldies, Flashback Alt, Final Tap, Nashville Legends, and Reggae Nation. All streaming 24/7, 365. And all just a click away. Listen to what you want, when you want. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. The bathroom is the main place where we use a lot of water. Here are some tips to lower your water usage and help out the environment. First, install a low-flow shower head. Also, when brushing your teeth or shaving, turn the water off and only use it to rinse when necessary. And if you're remodeling, install a low-flow or dual-flush toilet. Then there will be more fresh water for everyone. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across!
It's on the board!
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Midday Midway is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. We began by examining the comments from Mitchell Trubisky about wanting to turn the televisions at Halas Hall off because there's too many people on TV opining about his team when they don't know what they really, who they are, or what they're capable of doing. And somehow we ended up with casting the Bears.
Well, we haven't cast it.
No, we haven't cast it, but we've been blocking out and creating the idea behind the full-blown Bears Broadway musical that should have sprung up from that. Who are we?
He didn't consider how bad the execution might be, though, so we might need to simplify.
That's true.
Step it back from a full musical to just like a maybe like a one-man show.
Maybe or just like an off-Broadway thing, or maybe just a blue spot and a stool.
Dry run something first. I think that's
workshop
for sure.
It. Yeah, I think we should. But I'm not sure what we accomplished. But we realized that it would be nice to know that if the Bears really think they've discovered this identity that the outsiders don't know, what is it?
Showing it would be great.
Yes, and showing it.
Love to see.
Also talked to Matt Miller, and we discussed these significant changes that are occurring within the structure of the Chicago Cubs.
A little bit of a different take on the Midday Midway here. There have been, over the last, I don't know, what do you want to call it, 3-4 weeks or so, a constant stream of texts whenever you bring up the Bears quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Someone, or really some people, many texts, will always ask about Alex Smith.
Are you sure it's not the same guy?
No, it's different. There are different
sometimes
numbers.
Sometimes you get a weirdo who always...
Well, sometimes you get somebody who texts all the time. But sometimes the call's coming from inside the house, and sometimes it's different phone numbers. I've checked it out. So I was just kind of, you know, Googling around. Alex Smith, this story was from the Washington Post on October 21st. And it's notable because he had just gotten onto the practice field and started throwing. This is October 21st, just a couple of weeks ago, right? He had, Smith, 17 surgeries on his leg, he said. He is pretty much just walking and comfortable enough throwing a football around. So for what it's worth, I don't know if people are just stuck on this because of where things are or what have you. I don't know that Alex Smith is going to quarterback again soon, if at all. Although, it is notable, and this is not something that I knew until I'd read about it. While he seems a long ways away, it does look like Alex Smith is interested in playing again. Interested, capable is another conversation that doesn't seem to gonna happen in a long time.
So you ask, why would you be shooting wine into space? Well, first of all,
I do ask.
First of all, we are a Northrop Grumman rocket blasted off from a NASA launch pad.
That's where I get my rockets.
November 2nd.
It's good. Yeah, they're good rockets.
They make really good rockets at Northrop Grumman.
And you're not going to overpay.
Never.
No, it's a solid. It's a quality. Well, anyway.
Sometimes it's BOGO on Tuesdays, right? Also
love that.
So in Virginia, this rocket blasted off, sending some Bordeaux into space. Research and supply cargo that was headed up to the International Space Station. 12 bottles of Bordeaux are being sent. Now, it is a project involving several universities. They will be stored on the ISS at 18 degrees Celsius for 1 year before being returned to Earth and compared to a control sample that's been kept at the same temperature. The name of the chateau involved has not been released, but I imagine there would be some prestige attached to being the official experimental wine.
Of course.
The Bordeaux wines will be stored in a complex microbiological system, according to NASA. And they're studying how radiation and microgravity affect components in the wine, such as polyphenols, crystals, and tannins. And you think, who cares? Big deal. Well, it could offer clues on how to improve long-term storage of food and drink in space, and also how the agriculture sector on Earth might adapt to climate change.
Oh, interesting.
Which is way more interesting.
Okay.
I'm saying that aging wine incorporates some of the essential elements of the terrestrial biological ecosystem: yeasts, bacteria, crystals, colloids, and polyphenols. So it happens to be unique characteristics of this Bordeaux that is going to let you know how maybe, as the planet gets hotter and hotter and hotter, how we're going to be able to protect our food.
Quick question. Do we know if anybody's ever been drunk in space?
I think...
Like, it sounds like a stupid question, doesn't it? But when you think about it, the number of people that have been to space, very small, you know, relative to the whole host of humanity.
Wasn't Buzz Aldrin an alcoholic? Isn't he an alcoholic?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm pretty sure Buzz Aldrin was drunk a lot. I don't know about actually in space.
Oh, really? You think a bunch of experimental pilots who faced death every day in the 50s and 60s got drunk every now and again?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they did. I don't know if you got drunk in space, though.
And you couldn't, like, hide a flask on you.
It would be really tough to do
it. They've got sensors up your wazoo.
You'd have to, well, you can hide it there if you wanted to.
There's sensors there.
You put it in the sensor. Oh, like, that's how advanced you'd have to be.
But that's a great question.
I don't know if anyone's ever been drunk in space before. I'd want to know if I had to.
Wait,
bet,
hold on.
I'd bet on a Russian.
I was just going to say Yuri Gagarin. They probably
loaded.
They probably haven't. You our sensors say comrade is low on vodka.
We hit the button, Yuri. It's the vodka button. It's the only one that works on this whole spacecraft. You're going to be fine. You know, we were talking about road games before. I don't know if you'd be interested in this one, but it could be comfy for you. There is a $1.3 million gem-encrusted golden toilet that surfaced at a Shanghai trade fair last week. It's gunning for a Guinness World Record of most diamonds in a toilet seat, which is not something I thought we counted.
Six.
40,000.
Oh, okay.
40,000 diamonds.
Who put 39,999?
Phil, you're fired. We told you to put a lot of diamonds in this. This is not enough diamonds.
Get the record.
So okay. 40,000 diamonds are in this, in the rim, in the seat.
It's not a comfortable seat.
Apparently that seat is then bulletproof. The piece
does
not go on.
Well, for some of us, that could be immensely important.
They may need that now.
I have many enemies.
It is a one, what would that be? 1 million pound, it's worth 1 million pounds, the rim itself. It's Coronet produces it, one of Aaron Shum Jewelry's brands. You know the brand.
Oh, of course.
You've got a lot of Aaron Shum's work, I think. Shum did not disclose whether he had any buyers or prospective buyers, although it might be better off in a museum. This belongs in a museum. You can do it. They've done it, though. They've done it. It's a $1.3 million diamond-encrusted golden toilet.
I don't care where it is. If it's not in my house, I'm not using it.
I don't know that it's hooked up, but it looks like it works, too.
A 33-year-old orangutan granted legal personhood by a judge in Argentina is settling into her new surroundings at the Center for Great Apes in Central Florida. Now, that's a lead.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's an AP lead for you, right? Patty Reagan, director of the center in Wauchula, Florida, says Sandra is very sweet and inquisitive and adjusting to her new home. She was born in Germany. She spent 25 years at the Buenos Aires Zoo before arriving in Florida on November 5th.
Wait, who was born in Germany?
Sandra.
The orangutan?
Yes.
And then went to Buenos Aires?
Wait a second here. Yeah, that's a great point. I missed that detail.
We got a German going to Argentina? we're just cool with giving that orangutan personhood?
She has apparently some tremendous knowledge of space aerodynamics, right? I should have caught that, right?
What?
Born in Germany.
It's a real easy trip.
Went to Paraguay for a little while. See, now you've ruined this for me because I'm thinking this is an escape.
I haven't ruined this for you. I've made this so much better.
That we've got a show of exiled Nazi orangutan.
You got a Nazi orangutan.
But you should know that there was a decision, a judge in Buenos Aires in 2015 declared that Sandra is legally not an animal, but a non-human person entitled to some legal rights enjoyed by people. One of those entitlements was better living conditions.
Non-human person.
A non-human person.
Or how Murph thought his producers worked.
I was going to say, are also designated for less. But this is... I don't know if that's only in Argentina where that's possible, but it's fascinating to think that in something, a being can be designated a non-human person.
I think it's fascinating that we let another one go from Germany to Argentina.
Yeah, I thought we kind of shut down that old
railroad. We missed one.
Just darn it.
That is the Midday Midwave. We do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Sometimes it gets a little crazy. And sometimes we track down non-human persons who may or may not have been affiliated with a Reich.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss out on Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. The Cats open the season this Friday night at Welsh Ryan. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Anthony Heron, a fully human person, is here. And yes, we've bestowed that status.
I think he took it.
You think so?
I think that man gets what he wants.
Right, that's why he has so many jobs.
It's Anthony Heron.
Yes, I'm working here. I'm working for you. I'm working for you. Yes, you are.
He's okay. Coming up next. Walk, we're going to talk football with Big Ant. 670, the score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
It's Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK for just $495 per eye. So do what I did and stop putting off LASIK surgery. There's still time for you to see 20/20 before 20/20. I'd been in glasses and contacts since the third grade. Well, glasses in the third grade and then contacts, I don't know, somewhere around sixth grade, something like that. And I felt like it was making a big technological jump, right? Finally taking the glasses off, going to the contacts. Little did I know when I was a kid like that, that really the hassle was just going to compound year after year after year. If you're going to play sports, you had to make sure you had the contacts and the glasses and a backup pair and all that stuff. Well, the people at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK helped me fix that whole problem. They changed my life. You should call or go online and schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. You'll learn everything about the procedure. You'll leave confident with what's going to work. Here's a tip, too. Look into using FSA or HSA dollars on your LASIK procedure. You could save 20, 35% by using these pre-tax savings accounts. Give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why they're overqualified, not overpriced. Trust them with your vision like I did with mine. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Send a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthier life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening at the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
This year, the Home Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on online holiday decor like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights or multicolored, 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on online holiday decor only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com sports.
The Pepsi Jingle Bash, Saturday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, starring Katy Perry. Camila Cabello, Marshmello, Little T.